This season from Fox.
Canceled! It's GRD's Weekly.
Indeed. Indeed it is.
Come on, start laughing. You know you want to now.
No. Why would I laugh? I can't think of a reason.
His face. I can't look at the Bruce when he does the intro ever.
No, nor should you ever.
I just can't look at the Bruce.
That's fine.
Hi, so welcome. It is indeed GRD's Weekly. It is episode anyone keeping up?
95.
It is episode 95.
Wow.
Look at that.
We've got an A. Stuff.
Yes,
we're finally through the A category.
Yay.
I think A plus even. And tons of folks are here today to talk all about it. Well, like who? Well, like oddly enough, look, it's Jed.
They told me European women had funny ways.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, I didn't say it was a bad thing. Hey, look, it's the Flintstones.
Yes, I was going to stalk you at home, but it was a busy week and your office is closed.
That's fine. I've got a desk.
That's true. I'm efficient with my stalking.
Right here. And the weird guy getting his to-do list together, it's the Bruce.
Want me to punch aside your face for free?
Not necessarily.
Why is mine always the violent ones?
I don't know, Bruce. Why is it? Hi, I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
Look, Mom, I finally made something of myself.
Woo!
Okay.
So, yeah, welcome.
And it's a podcast host.
Welcome to fall, well, at least for us here.
Success!
It's going to be fall in 2 hours and 47 minutes. It'll be fall.
Mm-hmm.
So just in time. For the fall TV preview.
We're going to go outside and celebrate Skyclad?
The three of us are.
1, 2, 3, nodded.
No. There's a little matter of my fee. So, yeah, we'll be talking about all that fun stuff, and we'll get right to it, because we got to jump in. Yo, Jet, what you been doing geeky?
Well,
oh, my God, I wasn't prepared.
She wasn't ready?
No.
I forgot I go first.
No, she goes first.
No, she goes first when there's not a guest.
When there's no guest.
Oh, okay. You're the guest.
That's fine. TV stuff, I've been watching a lot of Hulu. I do, boyfriend and I have been watching The Ultimate Gamer. We haven't been through the finale yet, so I don't know who's gone to the gauntlet.
Like Jake.
After I think there's only six or so left, they all compete against each other, and then it's super fast elimination stuff.
Super fast elimination time!
Right, you are, Ken.
So missed not having survived a Japanese game show this summer. I missed it.
Hi, Majide.
Missed it.
Okay.
Anime stuff. I've been watching Girls Bravo, which I
Giggity.
Okay.
Oh, it's probably something empowering, right? Sure.
Or not.
Yeah. I do not recommend looking it up while you're at work.
Oh. It's that kind.
Or in front of small children. School Rumble.
Looking it up right now.
Yeah.
Wow.
School Rumble and Full Metal Panic are another animes that I've been watching. Movies, I watched the Cowboy Bebop movie, Iron Man. I haven't seen Iron Man 2 yet. No, wait.
Yeah.
Have I seen Iron Man 2 yet?
I have no idea.
I don't know. No, I haven't. I'm sorry. I have not seen
So you
seen
saw the
Iron
first
Man
one.
2.
You saw the one that was really, really good.
Yeah, I saw a really good one.
Yeah.
And then I watched all the Die
We're
Hard
in the Fun
movies.
V. I want to be in the Fun V.
I want to be in the Fun V, yeah.
All the Die Hard movies I went through.
Died Hard. Mm-hmm.
How about that third one? Huh? Was that an interesting bounce back?
Is that with a vengeance? Or
yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was vengeful.
Yeah, the first one, which was awesome. The second
there's
one.
Hard, there's Die Hard, Die Harder.
Which is ridiculous.
And then with vengeance, and then Live Free or Die Hard.
Yeah.
Which like barely counts.
Yes.
I mean, Justin Long, really? Justin Long? No.
He tried.
You prefer John Hodgman in that? You think it would have been a better movie with him?
No.
Really? Okay. I think it would have been
probably,
something special.
That'd be probably more entertaining.
Yeah,
I'd buy John Hodgman more as a hacker.
Yeah.
I finished the Harry Potter series again, and now I'm rereading it again.
Is it different ending every time?
No.
It's like a choose your own adventure?
No. But that would be fun.
Wouldn't it?
Harry Potter, choose your own adventure? That'd be awesome. J.K. Rowling, get on it now.
Yeah. Did you see some of the, like her original scripts and stuff are in a museum in Scotland?
No, I haven't, but I'd love to.
Not scripts, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The books,
yeah.
Manuscripts.
The manuscript?
Yes, thank you.
Well, which is the word script
slang,
in it, right?
You know, scripts, I mean, it's like, that's hood for manuscripts. Scripts.
Yeah, we're talking about the hood some more.
We were going to let you get away with that. You're the one that called yourself out. So.
That's true. Thanks, y'all.
But now I'm rereading the Harry Potter series again just to see how fast I can read it because I want to read them all before the weekend before Deathly Hallows Part 1 is released.
First part, yeah.
Just to see if I can.
Which
read
is
them all
this November, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
So you would be of the school of thought that you like to have, you know, the books fresh in your mind mm-hmm. When you see the movies. Because I always feel like the one or two times that I've done that, I've really like picked the movie apart, going like, "Oh, that's different," or you know, kind of focusing on the differences.
But even if I don't read it, right before I see the movie, I still retain enough to remember, oh, well, they'd left this out, or, oh, it was different in this scene. But it's just something that I enjoy to do, just to have talking points.
Don't talk to her in the film, though.
No, okay. I never do. Sure.
Well, if you're at home in your DVD.
Nasty looks
okay,
to people
well,
who
then,
do that.
Yeah, but, you know.
Yeah, if you're at home by yourself, you'd be like, oh, they did that wrong.
By yourself.
Well, if you're going to deconstruct
maybe
a movie.
With, like, one other person there. I don't know.
Yeah.
Talk to the cat.
Pantsless and yelling at the TV.
No, I think we have a winner here.
Yep.
I think we have a winner, ladies and gentlemen.
So that's my book racing. That's what I'm calling it.
Oh, okay.
I've bought a ton of new ebooks. I've got 18 of the Anita Blake series from Laurel K. Hamilton.
Mm. Oh.
And 11 of the Women of the Otherworld series from Kelly Armstrong.
So you didn't say nudie books then?
No.
That's
no.
Really what
new
I
heard.
No.
New gutter brain.
Yes. Honestly, how that's gutter, e-books. I was like, okay.
Well, you have sitcom ears. You hear things and you think
there
they're
there is
funny.
That. And she talks very
and how
quiet.
Do you get a ton of ebooks? Aren't they like electronic files? That's
no, that's
lot,
true.
A lot of files. If they have to actually measure a ton.
Well, let me drop a terabyte hard drive on your head and see how it feels.
Snap.
Oh.
That just happened.
Get you a step stool.
Oh. Yeah, that's true.
She could throw it up in the air and have it land on your head.
She could throw it right in your face.
Oh. She could just whop you. Whoop-shoo.
You got hit with a terabyte, bitch.
Brewfest started in World of Warcraft this weekend, so I've been kind of screwing around with that. That's like
does it have anything to do with alcohol?
That yeah. Oh, totally does. It's their version of like Oktoberfest.
What?
It's a brew.
So that's one of
it's in World of Warcraft. It could be virtual alcohol. Like so, people are drinking at home too, or no?
No,
like pretending to drink.
Well, the thing is, when you drink in World of Warcraft, because they have all sorts of alcoholic beverages, you become, your character becomes tipsy.
Oh, like harder to control.
Drunk,
okay.
And then, yes. When you move forward, your character will not move in a straight line. And if you have the settings correct, the screen will actually become blurry.
So people who
stealing
don't actually drink.
Stealing from bad for a day.
Can get an idea of what it actually feels like to be intoxicated without the hangover.
Right.
They could play Grand
Theft
Auto.
Or does your character get a hangover?
No.
Oh, okay, good. That would suck.
Though that might be something that they could add later on. But
where everything sounds really loud and you can't turn the volume down, that would be what it is.
Quiet.
And everything gets really, really bright. Like, God. Oh, Hangover the video game. That was an idea. We should market that.
Okay.
Let's get around
that.
I
want to play that, though, right?
Get a couple Steves on it.
Yeah, get the Steves on it.
For a Wii. You have to do it for the Wii.
Hangover for the Wii.
Oh, God.
Aspirin taking action. Glug, glug. Chase it with water.
Shake the Wiimote to feel better.
No.
So that's gaming stuff. And then I've still been blogging for the Nerd Signal.
What was your latest topic?
Actually, it was American Idol.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, it was an opinion piece, so I claim full responsibility for what's written there.
What was your opinion of American Idol?
It sucks.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Thank you.
They just announced who the new hosts were going to be.
Yeah, just today.
Officially.
Just today.
Officially.
Officially. Yeah. And,
the sound guy screwed
Tyler
things up.
And J-Lo or no?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And, I didn't catch the press conference or anything, you know? Shoot.
We've been
I was at work
about it for
all day.
Yeah.
And I said that, you know, she's so far in the past, and he's a fossil anyway.
But, you know, there's more coaching this year being given to the contestants, and who better than these icons of music?
He's not going to be able to form a coherent sentence.
He's not. It's not Keith Richards there.
Keith meets Ozzy.
He just might say, wah, after every one of them, because it's the James Brown kind of thing.
I wonder if anybody's kind of like a tranny and he'll be like, dude, looks like a lady. That'd be a good one.
That would
be yep. Oh, okay. Uh-huh. Good in that bad way.
He'll point to the exit and go, walk this way.
Oh, good one.
There it is.
So I'll watch like the first four episodes.
Oh, really? Really?
Okay. Yeah. That's about as far as I go.
See, but like the first couple of ones are where they have all the like just random
the
bad people.
That's why I watch that.
But see, if this show was really about finding the next great singer, those people wouldn't even get to the judges.
Right.
No
exactly.
They
wouldn't.
Not the she-bang kid, whatever
but they
his
go,
name was.
They go on there because there are people like me that only want to go and see the shows for the crazy people that get on there.
Yeah, there's porn.
No, yeah.
There's porn, there's video games, there's all kinds of other stuff to do.
Yes, there things really to do.
Yeah. And my last two things, I made my first eBay sale. I'd never sold anything on eBay before.
Cool.
But I sold.
You know, all clothing items must be washed before.
Oh,
that's true.
God.
That's true. Unless it's specifically stated that they are not.
That's true as well.
I did not know that.
Other thing.
And I bought an iPod.
I'm the prude one now. Go figure.
Ooh.
I bought a Touch 4 iPod.
Oh, okay.
A Touch for what?
Ha ha ha.
Thanks. Sorry.
I still can't find my iPod. I'm in such denial that it's just going to turn up somewhere and I'm just going to find it.
Just turn
I have
around.
No idea where it is.
There it is.
I'm like bereft. I have music on my phone, but it's not the same. Mm-hmm. And I just, but I don't want to admit that it's really gone. So I don't know. Maybe I'll have like everybody I know over and we'll have a scavenger hunt throughout the house because I'm convinced it's here somewhere. Well,
no.
That's not a good
idea.
How
you're gonna find, you know the only way you're going to find it,
I found
right?
a cheetah.
Is to buy a new one.
Well, no, to move.
Oh, to move. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, get on that.
That was my theory when I lost your Green Lantern ring and we never did find it.
No, we didn't find the ring you lost. No, we didn't.
Whoops.
I know. Whoops. I lost it.
So your geeky week was?
Segway.
There you
like, stop rambling.
Well, since you forgot to talk about it.
Oh, stop.
I thought you were going to start there. I can't find my iPod, so I'm freaking out. And then I decided I would...
Lose the
that's
ring.
Where, that's where you keep going.
Well, I have been listening to some music on my phone. And I actually... I told you last week how my phone got all wiped out and I had to, like, put everything back on it or whatever. Right. But I've been really getting into kind of the settings and learning more about my phone. And I figured out how to take any one of my MP3 songs and trim it and make it a ringtone. And duh. You know, I probably knew that I could do that all along. But I just now figured that out. So that was kind of cool. So you have a Glee ringtone.
That's cool.
And
which one?
Can't Fight This Feeling.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, you have a Glee ringtone. And... And so that, you know, so I've been playing around with my phone and my work is really, really geeky. Like, it's totally geek. I'm troubleshooting technology, problem solving. I had this like aha moment where I figured out something and I was just like, yes, and it was in black and white. It was awesome.
Germans were chasing her.
I have to write a bunch of directions and I have to train on all this software and it's like, but I'm teaching the teachers and I'll still get in the classroom with them. So I get to kind of be a teacher without all the bull crap about being a teacher. You know, I don't have to grade papers and call
like
somebody's
students.
Mama and deal with brats, you know. So I still miss some of this. Again, this is the time of year where you still like them and they still like you and you're like getting to know them and you don't hate them or anything.
Yet.
So
yeah.
That's this time of the year. Two, 3 weeks.
Wait till after Christmas.
Right, exactly. You know,
Christmas.
January or February.
Well, I'm holding out that
going right
still,
no,
like,
no, going right up to Christmas.
Yeah, it's really November. It's really the
it's
end
like,
of November.
Christmas
December.
Coming,
yeah.
You know,
yeah. So that's one of the worst times. But no, it's good. I just I'm running around, but I'm starting to figure stuff out. Like I had an open lab today, which is code for you come to me, not I run all over the place and come to you. So I
nice.
Sit here in my office and you can come see me for any kind of technology help that you need while I get stuff done when you're not in. So it's pretty cool. We're beta testing this new kind of software with the interactive whiteboards and all the kids have the computers and it pops up this thing on their screen and they can enter in their response and it's like an instant snapshot of whether or not they're getting it. So it's really, really, really
nice.
Cool. And beta testing that and I had to learn how to write some code for something. And I was like, oh, I'm so geeky. It was really fun. We have started, you know, fall TV season started. Last night I watched Glee, which is, you
just
know.
Just she watched it, apparently. Because
yeah.
she said I watched
my
it.
My geeky week.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm just kidding. We watched Glee, and it was pretty fun. You know, it's definitely, a comeback episode. Welcome back, you know, sort of. There were some hits and some misses maybe in the songs, in my opinion, but it was pretty fun.
Okay, one of the new characters they're trying to introduce.
Uh-huh.
Finn catches this kid, and this is going to sound bad no matter how I say it. Finn catches this kid in the shower singing Every Rose
Has Its Thorn. In the locker room, like after football practice.
Uh-huh.
And so when he gets invited to Glee, Finn says to him, he's like, well, what song do you have in your back pocket? So what does the guy say? Billionaire. No, the song you have in your back pocket is not some song that you heard a couple of months ago and you kind of like. No, it's the song that you sing, oh, I don't know, in the flipping shower.
Right,
when
like
you
if
think
you had to audition,
around.
You would think of like your go-to song. Like
yeah.
you're like,
Billionaire
I've got to impress
is not your
people.
Go-to song.
No.
And it's not a good song.
And it's not a good song.
Either, so.
But that was fun how like Artie was doing the rap part and everything, so I don't know.
Yeah. What?
And they did, funny. They did, Empire State of Mind. That was pretty good, too. So.
It was.
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
It was pretty fun. But I don't know. I just, they introduced some new characters for this season, but you never know, like, if they're going to stick around.
Oh, Coach Beast is going to be here for a while. Coach Beast.
I watched the first 10 minutes of it, and, she is formidable. Let's go with that.
That's a good word. That's a good word.
Yeah. And vulnerable at the same time.
How much
I didn't watch that much. Like I said, about 10 minutes.
How much do you remember your American Gladiators ripoffs from the 90s?
I remember.
Do you remember Knights and Warriors, the one that was like American Gladiators but medieval style, like Senator Renfair sort of?
Sort of, Vermeer, yeah.
She was Lady Battleaxe on that show.
Okay.
Somebody IMDb'd her today. Yes. Well, yeah. It's funny. I like to make words that aren't really verbs into verbs. So you IMDb'd her.
Well, that's what people say.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Cool. I'm just saying.
I Googled it.
Yeah, Googled.
That's true. And so there were definitely some good parts in Glee. We've also wrapped up Top Chef, which is like one of our reality.
Yeah.
It's reality, but it's not like, I hate you kind of stupid reality. It's like, let's cook and let's actually do all these challenges.
Okay.
So we wrapped up
Top
Chef.
To have a skill.
It's without the drama.
A little bit
There's
of drama still.
Drama.
A little bit, but not as much.
There's, people are going to have conflicts no matter what, but that's not what the show is about.
It ain't Jersey Shore.
Right. It's not drama just for the sake of drama. It's drama with like a competition, and I like the competition aspect.
Can I say I'm a little ashamed of this country for making that damn thing beat every other show on TV? What the hell?
Yeah, for that really? One night that it was on or whatever. Yeah. Anyway. Right. Spoiler alert, if you haven't seen the finale of Top Chef, there you go. I'm usually not good about doing that. There I just blurt right out. But I did not expect Kevin to win. I really did not. I really thought Ed was going
to
win.
Ed was too busy trying to beat Angelo to actually win
the
competition.
That's true. He was too busy focusing on Angelo.
Yep.
And then Top Chef premiered their new one that they just started, Just Desserts. It's all
pastry
desserts.
Chefs.
Pastry chefs. And their first challenge was like all chocolate. And I was just like, whoa.
You were just drooling over there.
Homer Simpson. I love everything to do with chocolate in every incarnation. So, that was pretty cool. All these creative different things that they're doing.
Cookies, that's for sure.
Pastry chefs are drama queens, so that one's going to be a little bit more of like crap.
Yeah, like it's all the sugar they eat,
I guess. I don't know. And there were a couple of guys that weren't gay, but the ones who were gay were flamingly gay. like one of them called himself the Snow Queen because he usually deals with like iced desserts,
and he's gay.
That's
his word.
I'm the Snow Queen.
I was like, okay.
Or else been Project Runway is our other one like that that we watched. But this particular season, I think maybe my last Project
They've
Runway.
They've added half an hour to Project Runway this year
with
to pad it out to give you more of the people bitching at each other in the background.
Oh, with them talking about each other behind their backs and giving their opinions on each other's outfits. And yeah, this is it for Project Runway. Done.
Which is a shame because there's quite a bit of side boob that shows up there.
As the models are changing into different outfits.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That's why you watch.
Sure. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Why not?
There's some interesting. We comment on outfits. We do.
Yeah. Now, Flynn will hit on his geeky week that he was out of town over the weekend, so I helped him with a school project. Happy birthday. I wrote one of his papers.
No.
No.
No, well, you didn't. No, I don't know what you're talking about.
No, I helped him to draft, and
no
refine and polish his paper. And so while I was doing that, I needed to have some sort of like background noise on. I actually caught this really interesting show on the Travel Channel called Earth Wonders. It's one of those where they go around to like all these different cool
Earth
things
wonders,
all over the planet. So it was like
Earth
the
wonders.
Won't you be mad?
Grand Canyon. This is a singing episode. Everybody's sang so far except for me. Oh, we should do like a Glee.
Yeah.
Oh,
of course we should.
No.
Oh.
No thanks. A pass.
Nope.
Anyway.
Gonna happen.
Lost my train of thought. But no, it was really cool because it's really kind of geeky and it's different places. It was like the Great Barrier Reef and like all these other places where I'd want to go to, and in depth and kind of just more like unique things that you didn't already know, not just the same old about the Grand Canyon. So that was kind of cool. It was called Earth Wonders. It was on the Travel Channel.
Nice.
And then, I saved this kind of like whatever. I started soccer. So I played my first soccer game. I completely overdid it. Pulled a muscle in my leg.
Oops.
Almost destroyed my chances for making the roller derby team because I was just so sore,
mm-hmm.
like for days and days and days to come. But I didn't destroy my chance. I actually made the roller derby team.
Yay!
If you're not like friends with me on Facebook or Twitter, which most people probably are, but I had my skills test on Tuesday,
uh-huh.
and it took like almost the whole time to do it. We started out with kicker. We started out with
we started out with kicker. It's a fun game where one person lays down and everyone else skates up and just tries
her.
To kick.
Aww.
There's different spots marked off for point values.
No, you can't do that. I'm sorry. I was trying to shut up the dog. But no, so we started out with endurance and you have to skate 25 laps in 5 minutes. And mm-hmm. I had only made it one other time before, but I made it in 4:45. So that was pretty good. And I was exhausted already. And I'm like, oh my God. So then we had to do the skills part. It's like balance on one foot or like, like stop really quick.
Collaborate mm-hmm. endless.
Then they would do, like a whole round where we had to just get hit by like the actual real people on the team just skate around and get hit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then we got to actually give the hits. Then they did one where they were like randomly fall down in front of us and we had to just avoid them wherever they were.
It's a
like,
traffic
all
pattern.
These different skills.
So where was the woman with the baby cart? Did she come out there too?
No, that would have been funny. Or the girl with the algebra textbook from Men in Black.
nice.
And yeah, so it was like all these different like obstacles and different skills and everything, every different thing that we were doing. And so you had to do all these different skills. And then there was actually a written test, and I got 100 perfect score on the written test. Thank you, Billy Flynn, for helping me study. But yes, I got a 100 on the written test. And there was some there's a lot more to Derby than you think. Like there's a lot of like little intricate rules and penalties and hand signals that the refs do and all different kinds of things that you have to know about. So I passed the test. And so I even know what my roller derby name and number is going to be.
Okay. Can you announce
Can you share that yet?
The thing. There is a database online. Yeah. And as long as it does, it's not, you know, similar to somebody else. And I have checked the database.
Have you
and
registered it?
No, but it takes, I'll get it printed on a shirt before it will officially go through because there's like a 6-month backlog of the people who register roller derby names. So as long as you check it and it's not common with somebody else's, not anywhere near close to anybody else's, then you have a pretty good certainty of getting it approved. So you can go ahead and kind of, you know, state that that's your name. Right, right. And so, so I decided, and I talked about a couple of different ones. I officially decided to go with Thistle Hurt, and I think that'll be fun. So it's spelled like T-H-I-S-T-L-E.
So you should say Thistle.
Thistle Hurt.
You got to stop saying Thistle Hurt.
No, I got to say it right.
And say
Thistle Hurt. Yes. Thistle Hurt. So I went with Thistle Hurt. Thistle Hurt. I got to work on that, all right? But anyway, but when I, and my number, and I got to pick my number.
Uh-huh.
And nobody had 23. Like Jordan, that's LeBron. That's like that's the number I once won $1,000 at Monte Carlo on red 23.
That's exactly the first number I would have went for. Exactly.
No, but they were all most of the numbers were taken. Like you can't have the same name as anybody in the entire like roller derby world, but you can't have the same number as anybody else on your team.
Well, so
you,
right.
You know.
Yeah.
Right. Well, duh, right,
like a sport. Wow, okay.
I'd like to think everybody gets to be
you know,
seven.
Not everybody who listens to the show probably knows that, but no, but it's but like in our last bout. Paris is number 69, and one of the girls on the other team was number 69. So at one point, they jammed against each other, and it was like 69, 69.
Which is a really great funny.
Night. It's a great night.
It's Tuesday.
Thanks a lot, Bruce.
Of course, Jez just sticks out of her tongue going, bleh.
Ipecac,
it tastes
please.
Horrible. What? Huh? Oh.
She's saying you're disgusting her now. So,
okay,
so moving on.
Anyway, yeah. And so, but they're encouraging us to get like real normal numbers. Like a lot of people were trying to come up with like creative numbers, like
pi,
you know, yeah, like things like that. But they're the derby, the trend is to try to go towards like normal numbers and make
like
it more like
real two digit numbers. And
yeah.
Stuff.
And like the Pose Punishers, our main team, they can't wear like fishnets in a competition. And they like, cause they're trying to make it more just like a official, like professional sport and kind of get away from sort of some of the image that it has.
Girly.
Now the team that I am on, Uncivil Warriors, we're still allowed to do all of that because we're like the B team, so we're still allowed to like paint our face and wear fishnets and wear like skirts and like crazy stuff if we want to. So that's kind of cool. So I'm officially a member of the Uncivil Warriors. Now only 14 people can be eligible for a bout.
Yeah.
And there's different criteria. It's like going to attending practice and you know participating in other kinds of events and obviously being good at it.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm still working on like earning my spot for the bout. But our next upcoming bout is October 23rd and I am determined that I'm going to be in that bout and I'm going to knock somebody out. So if you're anywhere even near the Richmond area, you should plan to be at the Greater Richmond Convention Center.
This will be the bout to knock somebody out.
I'm there. The bout to knock somebody out. So put it on your calendar right now. And my roller derby coach, when I gave him the name, he actually, this is kind of cool. It was like skating at number 23. She's the thorn in your side. She'll plant you in the track and make you want to leaf. Get it? I thought it was cute. I thought it was clever. I'm like, isn't that funny? So that is my official, as far as it goes, official roller derby name. Looking for my other thing that I had here. And so I'm like super crazy, mad, ridiculous, excited about that. So that's been like mostly my geeky week. I'm sure I'm forgetting like 50 million things, but I'm going to just leave something for Flynn to talk about.
Wow, you almost cussed me
out.
Oh,
yeah, there. Exactly.
I heard that.
Son of a rut.
Just because I stumbled over my words doesn't mean I was trying to curse you out.
Uh-huh.
No, the fact that you were trying to curse him out is like...
That's pretty much what it was.
But I'm sorry, but speaking of roller derby, there was actually a bout in my... I'm sorry, I'm almost done.
Okay.
There was actually a bout, and it was really fun, and Jet came, and we had a good time watching the roller derby bout.
Okay.
No, no, keep talking.
No, I'm done.
No, what were they selling? What was the concession stand have? What kind of souvenirs did they have?
They had beer, though.
They have beer.
I was completely, like...
Drunk?
Didn't understand. No. I don't drink beer, but I didn't understand... That was okay. That was something that I was completely unaware
alcohol,
of.
Alcohol?
Okay. Well,
long-standing tradition.
That is a combination. But at this convention center, I just didn't think that they had the where was
portable liquor license? Yeah, they had a full concession stand, you know, mm-hmm. pretzels and cheeseburgers and all that kind of stuff. So, mm-hmm. yeah. And they had, you know, you can get t-shirts and pins and all kinds of stuff, too.
Yeah,
no, I'd never been to the convention center or to a derby show.
So. Or a concession stand.
I've been doing
all right, I shall save you now.
Go for it.
With the start of the new TV season, I've been watching some of the new and returning shows. We'll talk about the new ones later. First was the Star Wars, The Clone Wars. Came back and had two episodes in a row, both about clone troopers.
Which are pretty good.
They were really good. They were really well written for... You know, it's still a kid's show, but it's not a kid's show.
And as long as they don't really have Anakin or Ahsoka on it, it's a pretty good show.
I have a problem with the... Is she the one that always calls him R2-E?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Ugh, I cannot stand her.
Come on, Snips.
Shut up. Let's see. Chuck is back as well. It was a good episode, but not a great one.
It's probably last season for Chuck.
Maybe.
No, it's probably
we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Go out on a high note.
Yeah. Dolph Lundgren was in this one, playing a Russian with the only line he spoke in English from Rocky IV. I must break you.
I must break you.
I must break you. He actually said it, and it worked. It fit in the show, but of course that they wrote it in.
Of course.
Castle is back again. Not a great episode, but it was a good one.
I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, we have it on the DVR.
Okay. Yeah, it was good.
Well,
yeah,
that's why we haven't seen it yet.
The Ultimate The Ultimate Fighter is back. GSP, George St. Pierre versus Josh Koscheck. The first episode is basically people just fighting to get into the house, and then they start training,
like fighting. Boom.
Yeah, literally two people. The winner gets into the house. They get to train with the two coaches. Speaking of MMA fights, Saturday night I went to a local MMA match in Richmond at the Showplace up here. And
that place is ghetto.
Oh, God, yes.
Wow, I've been there before.
It is so ghetto. It really is. Ceiling tiles falling out, the floor is cracked.
Oh, fun.
Well, some of the fights were pretty good. Others were just really, really one-sided. The main event... And the main event of this match, the reason we went, because my kids said, we have to go, we have to go. Emily's in the main event. Emily, yes, Emily, a 15-year-old girl.
I saw the poster, yeah.
Yes. What, this is the history, they call it history in the making. Two 15-year-old girls were the main event of the evening, and they were probably the best, one of the best fights.
How is that legal?
Well, they're professionals.
They sign waivers and they have parents.
They are professional fighters now. Professional MMA fighters now.
Okay.
And it was for a belt. They actually, and not a purse too. Just the title belt.
Because they already have the purse. They have the shoes and the handbag. They need the belt. Exactly.
They need the belt. And it was a great match. It really was. My twin's friend Emily did win the match in the first round. It was a good fight. Everybody was going crazy. The whole two camps were there. The other girl was from like Yorktown, I believe. So all of her supporters came up, and ours were coming over from King William. And it was just, you know, one person would pull a move, and they start cheering, and then the other person would get out of it, and they would start cheering. It was back and forth. It was a great, great energy, and it was just a good time. So, yeah, and they fought harder than some of the guys did. That's for damn sure.
Oh, damn.
And a team is only as strong as its weakest player. That's you.
Oh, those guys suck.
Yeah, pretty much. To celebrate National Talk Like a Pirate Day, which was last Sunday, Fallout had its Pirates Night. Now, Friday night was Ninja's Night, so they had Saturday night was Pirates Night. And it was even a treasure hunt to be had. It was fun.
I'm sure there was.
And other than working, doing some cardio, and taking care of my sick daughter today, that's pretty much been my geekiest week.
Wow. Okay, then. Let's see. Was there stuff left for me? Halo Reach is flipping amazing. I've now beaten the single player game, and I swear to God, I almost cried at the end of it.
Really?
It's so good. I don't want to spoil it for anybody, but oh my God, like literally. Nice thank you note from the Bungie team, because this is Bungie's last Halo game.
Yeah.
We'll have more Halo games, just not from Bungie.
Mm. Bastards. Okay. Yeah.
But yeah, it's fantastic. So now I can go play the multiplayer part of it now. That is, if I can get past Red Dead Redemption, because I started that up like immediately afterwards.
It's like, oh, cut screen.
Yeah, again, not that far into it, but wow, right off the top of my head, yeah, wow, okay. Yeah, they decided to make a world, an entire, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they didn't skimp at this at all. That's impressive.
Okay.
It's quite impressive. It handles well. I'm looking forward to actually trying the online with that and, you know, having a gang and just roaming around doing crap. That would be interesting.
Yeah. Uh-oh,
what?
Which version do you have?
Red Dead Redemption? The good one. Xbox, the one for Xbox.
Ugh.
Don't say ugh. I've got ugh. A real system.
I've got the PS3 version.
I know you have a bad system. It's
no,
not my fault.
Yes,
yeah,
you
no, yeah, you do. You really do.
No.
Yeah, no, you do. Why is okay, why did you buy a PlayStation 3?
Well, that was because my boyfriend wanted
one. Okay, and we've already established that your boyfriend is kind of a tool. So
oh, stop. Oh. Sorry. He's allowed to have a PlayStation 3.
So also I've been played some Lips, the wonderful karaoke game for Xbox called Lips. Oh, that's good stuff. The two wireless microphones, they light up. They do crazy things.
I can't believe I forgot that. That was pretty fun.
It was crazy fun. Crazy fun. I got another one of those to play as well, which we haven't even cracked into. Played some golf. Honestly, honest to God, real golf. Not like, you know.
Not Wii golf.
No,
not
Wii golf. Because I had to go to a funeral this past weekend, which threw a bunch of stuff just into craziness. Like the fact right now that I'm really, really, really behind this week in school. So that's why I don't have a whole lot because, you know, yeah, I played video games and went to a funeral. There you go.
Oh.
That's pretty much my geeky week. Unless you could think of something else that I forgot, because I don't think so.
From Alderaan to Krypton. From Castle Grayskull to the Gates of Mordor. From their lips to your basement, to your underground lair. It's GRD News.
The pub crawl is November 6th. Woo!
Yay! It's going to be really, really, really fun. You should be there.
Maybe for you.
Yeah, drunken debauchery with me.
You that's get the debauchery, exactly. We'll take the drunk.
Okay, yeah. That's fine. I'm good with this. Debauchery is cheap.
You want some
drunk.
Debauchery too, baby?
Well, of course I do.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Thanks.
I'll give you...
What?
I wasn't talking to you.
I'll share some debauchery with you.
No, again, you're not my type.
Oh, don't worry. You're not my type
either. Keep your debauchery over there and keep your debauchery over there.
You just both want to have some debauchery. I get
yes.
it. I get it.
Yes.
Hi, Jen.
Hi.
Don't we have we something else that's on the... what's the other thing that's on the list? Isn't there something else that's on the list? Am I insane about that? Don't we have something else coming up?
Not really, other than the convention in March, whichever one we plan to go to.
Well, I am going to StellarCon. I don't know where you're going.
Well,
but I'm going to StellarCon.
It'd be kind of cool if we could represent GRD in both places.
If we could send, yeah, if we could go to both places, that'd be fantastic.
Because there's also a cool one. There's one in Roanoke.
Yeah,
that invited us to come as guests.
Weekend.
Yeah, the exact same weekend as StellarCon. So we may end up, you know, spreading the GRD love around. Giggity.
Indeed.
It's the debauchery.
It all comes.
That's a different weekend.
That's a completely different weekend entirely. So yeah. So pub crawl. You got to get yourself down for the pub crawl. We have not decided.
What?
I'm
talking to her.
Order in the court.
Sorry. The pub crawl is November 6th. The where's and when's exactly, we haven't said yet. But you'll find out if you go over to geekradiodaily.com or maybe even follow us on Facebook, because by God, we put those kinds of information there. We really, really, really do. And we ever find out if Rich Brow is actually closed?
It is closed,
It is actually closed. So we're not going to start there. No, we're absolutely not going to start there. But we'll find out more.
I've got some ideas.
And we'll be sure to let you know.
Looks like you've got mail waiting.
Indeed we do. We have two voicemails. Ready?
This is Sam. I would just like to take time to point out how much I love the Flintress and how much she is my favorite of all the GRD crew.
Me too with that.
I also wanted to point out that Sam the Philly No Peppa will not be my nickname from here out, although the ladies do love my meat. Bazinga. Sam out.
Well, first off, no one called you Sam the Philly No Peppa. Because we don't think you're that hip and urban. We actually said Sam the Philly with no peppers. Wow. You want to headbutt that again? That was awesome. Thunk, awesome. So, yeah. Sam the Philly, no peppers. And again, Sam, until you come up with a nickname, our nicknames are going to stick. So you need to come up with something else. I'm just saying.
Greetings. This is Nathaniel, brand new listener, thanks to DragonCon and Cornemic. In fact, because I hung out in the podcasting hall, I was about to be on my way to a different hotel, but I figured I'd see what was going on.
That's a good plan.
Kind of accidentally walked in at the very beginning of the GRD panel, and now I'm a listener.
Aw.
I have not seen Parker Lewis. However, it is now at the number one spot in my Netflix queue, also thanks to the panel. So basically, Geek Radio Daily and DragonCon have apparently changed my life. Keep up the good show. That was a horrible ending to this phone call.
You're special, man. You reached out, and you touched the brother's heart.
Thank you. Thank
of course
you.
We touched your life. Hooray. Damn it.
Dude, that was a good ending. That was, I mean, how else did you want to end that? Freestyle rap? Because that's so tricky.
Next time.
That's so dangerous. Yeah, so thanks for just randomly being there and hanging out, because you
for
never
reals.
Know what's going to happen with a Z. You never know what's going to happen when you hang out with the GRD crew. I mean, who knows who's going to come by and hang out? I mean, later tonight, Waylon Flowers and Madam might show up. I'm just saying. It's a possibility. If you'd like to drop a note, please do. It's podcast Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flintsters, all at geekradiodaily.com. Why are you going to make me feel so old and not even know who Waylon Flowers and Matt is?
Exactly.
Why?
Both of you under 30.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, you could also send a voicemail to
206-3-FUN-HACK.
What is that again now?
206-3-FUN-HACK.
Slow motion while licking your lips?
206-3-FUN-HACK.
You don't look good. I don't? Well, you look better.
I can't compete with you physically.
You're not strong. You're a silky boy.
Don't overlook my butt. I work out all the time, and reaping burns a lot of calories.
All right, it's G.O.D. Fit Club. It's all the geek without the weight. Now is the perfect...
You acted like you were ready, like you were like, oh.
No.
Oh, that's right, it's me.
Oh, no. I do this segment, don't I?
No. Oh, no. I was just...
Hey, guys, I'm the Bruce.
My turn this week.
Okay, Jet.
No.
Oh.
All right, now it is the perfect time to go outside and enjoy the weather. It's nice out there, other than today.
It's
a little warm out today. It's okay.
Got to 95 degrees today.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, you know, when I wrote this, it was still like, you know, 88 yesterday, 83 yesterday.
God showing you who knows best.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I get for putting this down on ink. Most of the allergens are gone. The temperature is nice out there most of the time.
Most of the time.
And go outside and enjoy nature. Go out and, you know, get some vitamin D, get from the sunlight. And yeah, if you want to enjoy a nice walk or even a run at night, because the days are, you know, getting shorter, make sure that you have some sort of reflective clothing on, you know, a belt or a vest. You know, maybe a flashlight. Yes, what?
When I was home this weekend, I'm driving down the road, and not only is it at night, and not only is there like not a lot of street lights, but at the darkest point in the shadow of a tree was a young gentleman riding a bicycle that had no reflective gear on the bicycle itself, wearing the darkest clothes humanly possible.
Did you hit him with a car just on principle?
I really thought about it. Really, really thought about it. But yeah.
And then conversely, in the broad daylight, the Verina High School cross country team was running up and down the street in full like crossing guard reflective gear. The vests and shorts. Yes, I was like, really, really.
That may be on their asses too.
That may be required.
Rope light around. But no, I don't know. I mean, because they were kind of on the street. They were running on like on the sidewalk on the street. But still, I was like, oh my god.
The nanny
How
state.
Could you not?
I almost hit them with my car just on principle.
Yeah,
yeah. Because you were blinded.
Right. I can't see where I'm going.
You also met,
no, but I did. I rolled down the window. I was like, good job. Keep it up. I thought that was cute.
Oh.
They smiled.
Well, no. We thought you were about to like, you did say something to them? What did you say? Oh, something encouraging and uplifting.
Yep. Encouraging and uplifting.
Why not?
Nice shorts.
Because I was hoping I'm going blind here, you sons of bitches. Would have been fantastic.
I also make sure that you know the area that you're going to walk or run. Loose gravel, rocks, holes. They sneak up on you very quickly at night.
Crips, bloods.
Exactly. It's always good to know.
Drive-by tractors.
Drive-by tractors.
Those are awful.
So, yes, be careful when you're out there at night. People need to be able to see you so they can or can't hit you. So, depending on who's driving.
Good message, Bruce. Thanks.
Yes, exactly.
Thanks for playing.
Quickly, in here. Who's driving? Oh, my God, Bear's driving. How can that be?
You were saying? Nothing?
Why are we walking
done.
Like this?
Okay, fine. So, there's all kinds of helpful, fun stuff you can find. If you are trying to drop some of those pounds, everyone sitting at this table knows how difficult it is, except for Jed, who will just laugh at you. What?
Aww. No. Will not.
You sure? You're going to be positive and uplifting for people?
Why wouldn't I be?
I'm just asking. I want to make sure, because people...
We know how you are.
People have trusted before, and they've been hurt. They need to know you're going to be there for them, Jed.
No, I'm just as desperate to lose as they are.
Okay. So you can come by the forums at geekradiodaily.com, where we have a Fit Club section where we're always there answering questions. Well, at least Bruce tries to. Sometimes he has to look them up. But you know what? Sometimes it's not about knowing the answer. It's knowing where to find it.
Exactly. Mm.
And that is one to grow on. Okay. Don't even know what the hell we're talking about anymore. But yeah, if you'll sit right there, we'll be right back with some form of topic as soon as I remember what it is on whatever episode this is of whatever show this is. See ya.
When Elizabeth Carter was orphaned, she felt like she lost everything. No friends to speak of, no family, nothing in this world to keep her. So she decided to look for her fate off-world. Taking her future in her hands, Libby chose a vocation that would leave the world behind, removing her from every person on Earth. She joined SNV LLC as a miner in the asteroid belt. she was promised workable land to homestead just for showing up. Now, with her fate decided, light years away from Earth, Libby finds out that she was shanghaied. Left on a tiny rock at the edge of space, she finds herself bound into indentured servitude. As Libby tries to dig herself out, she realizes greatness in the people around her, and finds high adventure in the inky blackness of space. Cave-in rescues, planetary collisions, and other dangerous mishaps keep Libby and her new family fighting to stay alive. Written by Brand Gamblin, creator of the Parsec-nominated show Calls for Cthulhu, and read by S.V. Alley, creator of the C4C podcast, this is a story of determination, hard work, pain, and redemption. This is the story of Tumblr. www.tumblrnovel.net.
Hey, this is Chris Duquesne, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
You might be a crackhead if when your mama says clean your room, you think she's Gandhi in a moo-moo. Welcome back to Are You Smarter Than a Crackhead? Now, Ed, you still think you're smarter than a crackhead?
Yeah, I think so, yes.
Well, let's pick your next category. Come on, Ed.
All right, turning tricks, $5. I don't know much about Bobby Brown. I think I'm going to have to go with $5. $5.
All right, well, let's see the question. If the average crack rock costs $5, what could the average crackhead do to get two rocks for the price of one? What do you think, Ed?
You know what? I think I'm going to have to cheat on this one. I think I'm going to cheat off of Pooh.
Hey, Mom Bike!
Pooh button, ladies and gentlemen. Come on over, Pooh. Let's get your answer.
I will set your ex-girlfriend's new man on fire for an extra rock.
So your answer is murder?
Yes.
All right. So Pooh's answer is murder, Ed.
I think that's a little crazy. I was going to go with Panhandle, but maybe she knows more about this. So I think I'm going to go with Pooh.
Lock it in. All right. Answer is murder for hire. All right.
Yes. Thank you, Pooh. Thank you. I love Pooh.
Jet looks traumatized. Jet is absolutely traumatized.
That's not a new show on TV? I'm very really? Confused.
That's Are You Smarter Than a Crackhead, coming this fall to no TV network near you. Because the networks bring us whatever they possibly can. Sure, they have all kinds of, you know, oh, this is our big new thing. But
yeah.
There's a lot of hours to fill in a schedule, and you never know what's going to end up
and
there.
And not all of it's great.
And sometimes, you know, genres start to fail, and they merge things, and the next thing you know, we end up with, like, CSI Carly. So I'm just saying, it's not unheard of. So, yeah, we're taking a look at the fall schedule. So, yeah.
All right. Let's start off with Monday, because I emailed all of you guys
Monday,
a list.
Monday.
Because how did we start there?
I don't know, because it's the first thing on the list.
Okay. He's not getting the, yeah.
The sarcasm.
He's
sure,
a little slow.
I don't care.
Wow. Well, then, thank you, folks. Thanks
good
for
night.
Stopping by.
We're done.
It's been good. Woo.
All right. The first, let's start. CBS has got Mike and Molly at 9:30 slot. This is a new show about two, shall we say, pleasantly plump individuals who do find love at Overeaters Anonymous.
Yes. It's a teacher and a cop.
Yes.
Now, here's the thing about this. Is like, you know, on the one hand, you want to show real people on TV, not people who are super anorexic and feel the need to be perfect. So on the one hand, I kind of approve of it. On the other hand, you shouldn't be encouraging anybody to be obese because, I mean, it's not healthy.
I don't think they're encouraging anybody to be obese with this show. I mean,
I'm just concerned how many fat jokes they're going to be.
Yeah, exactly.
Because this, fat jokes can be funny, yes. A show built around a romance being found in an Overeaters Anonymous thing does not deserve to have fat jokes in it immediately. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Right. Well, maybe it's like you know, how black people are allowed to use the N-word, like fat people are allowed to use fat jokes. I don't know.
Possibly. It may take the sting out a little bit. But everybody else in the show is thin, except for the two stars.
Okay.
That's it.
All right. So, I don't know.
All right. Also there on CBS at the 10 o'clock slot is Hawaii 5-0.
Starring Chris Parkin, Daniel Day-Kim, not Daniel Day-Lewis.
Scott Kane.
It's early in the morning when we do those shows.
Grace Park is hot. I mean, you know, she is, but I don't know.
I mean, Hawaii 5-0 originally was on for like, what, 12 years or something? I mean,
exactly.
Something crazy. It's another police procedural. And we can't have too many of those, can we, Jet?
Oh, no.
You love the police procedural. She was raving about it earlier.
Well, I don't know about raving, maybe ranting.
Oh, rant, same thing. It starts with an R, ends with a G. So I got it confused. Yeah, so there's quite a few of those. So what do other networks have to offer? Are you excited for Hawaii Five-0? Was anybody excited?
No.
Were you, okay.
No.
You're like, you know, Daniel Kim was like, good, I don't have to sell my house. Woo.
Well, I actually didn't see a whole lot of press about this until like right before it came out. You know, and we watch a lot of TV and a lot of commercials.
That was a good bit.
We don't watch that much CBS, I guess.
Yeah, that's probably what it is. Yeah.
Since they got rid of Murder, She Wrote. Bastards.
Well, after,
Jessica!
Well, after Hawaii Five-0, then we'll have Daniel Day Kim on the remake of Magnum P.I. So he really won't have to leave Hawaii.
Wow, that'll be...
Wow. Well, he's the only one that didn't have a drunk driving arrest on the island, so, you know, he's allowed to stay.
So that's fantastic.
All right, over there on Fox, Lone Star. This is a story about a con artist.
A guy who's living not a double life, a triple life.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, since, you know, it's Wednesday now, you know, and
yes.
Timey-wimey, wibbly-wobbly, whatever, this came on a couple of days ago.
Yes.
And I heard it totally bombed, like nobody watched it.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Yep.
So there's already... there's already a little fan group that's starting to try to save the show after one episode.
Really? Okay. Is that because we have like the 24-hour news cycle, or because of technology, or whatever
it's,
it is?
It's both. Well, the 24-hour news cycle is a product of technology. So, to answer your question, is both.
Chicken and the egg.
Yeah. So yeah, there's nothing else to talk about. There's nothing else to do, and there's so much space to fill in the interwebs.
So in other words, we have to save a show that just came out.
It's Fox. You can't save it. It's not done by Seth MacFarlane. It's not coming back.
That's pretty much true.
Thank you.
Over there on NBC, you have The Event at the 9 o'clock slot.
Jason Ritter's fiance disappears, and Blair Underwood is the president, learning of a secret CIA program, and somehow it's all connected. But that's not The Event.
But that's not The Event. What is The Event? Who knows?
You'll have to wait and find out. It'll be on for 5 years before we tell you.
Yeah, we'll tell you this middle of the second season.
I really don't. I missed it, and it was destroyed by what? Jersey Shore? I don't even know.
Oh, wow.
I think it was destroyed.
Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, was it?
Dancing with the Stars.
Was the winner of that
night.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I'm sorry. Bristol Palin. That's a fantastic outfit to wear when you're promoting abstinence for teens. Moving on.
Yeah, all she needs is a personality now.
Okay, moving on.
She's still young enough that she's still developing her personality.
No, you didn't hear about the Sarah Palin, the Bristol Palin and Levi Johnson reality show they tried to do? They tried to tape a couple episodes, and they realized they didn't have personalities. That's why they didn't sell it.
They weren't good enough to be on reality TV. Think about that.
Well, what's on Tuesday?
Yes.
I'm okay with
that. Chase is the other show that's on beyond.
Which
one? Monday?
Monday still.
This is still Monday. We're talking about Chase. This is the FBI
agent. Credit card company? Oh, no.
Marshalls. No, not that one. Yeah, U.S. Marshals?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, U.S. Marshals.
It's not the show based on the DC comic book Chase from 1998 or so.
It's also not the same show that was on Sci-Fi
Network.
It's
another police show.
Oh, another police show.
It's a police procedural.
Yep.
It's the standby for network television.
But you know that there's the federal police, and there's the local police, and there's the state police. There's tons
the police,
of
police. Police.
I want the library police show.
Who polices the police? Shh. That's all it would be. Shh.
I'm not sure.
Maybe a cameo of Library Man.
Oh, that'd be good. Anna, get to work on that.
All right, let's go with Tuesday. ABC is the first network we're going to talk about. It's No Ordinary Family. This is the sci-fi show of the season, pretty much.
Okay.
Technically, I guess I sort of.
It's the Fantastic Four.
Yes, and The Incredibles.
It's clobbering time.
With Michael Chiklis, nonetheless.
Yeah, yeah.
No, but I mean, the premise is that this regular family gets, like, superpowers, and then what would they do with their superpowers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, they crash into phosphorescent water. I want to say it's something dumb like that.
Yes, it is.
I swear to God.
Unobtainium?
It's unobtainium.
Unobtainium.
Dumbassanium?
Dumbassanium.
Superpowersanium?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, and seeing this family come to turn, it's the greatest American hero with an entire family, basically.
Okay.
No, I mean, like, the premise in and of itself isn't terrible, but I just feel like it's going to be sitcom-y in a bad way.
I don't know. I'm actually kind of looking forward to seeing this one. Give it a couple episodes, and we'll see if it actually turns out to be Heroes or Greatest American Hero.
If they save the cheerleader and then it's done, then
exactly.
Pardon me for judging the book by its cover, but the promos and the font that the title is written in, right away is like,
that's what's going to throw you. The font.
No, the font does not lend credence to it, because the font is totally wrong. I don't know what kind of show that font wants to be a part of, but that's something with
those little things make a difference.
They really do.
They set a tone.
Some marketing person sat down for hours to figure out what the correct font was
and got
to
paid
use.
Money for that.
Yeah, they did.
Well, maybe they're trying to market it as being a not sci-fi show to people who don't like science fiction shows.
I don't know.
In an effort to just get market share, but I don't know.
So, also on ABC at the 10 o'clock slot is Detroit 187.
187 is the police code for murder.
Yes.
Yes.
If you remember the Samuel L. Jackson film, 187.
Yes.
We learned that.
Or any other rap song.
True. True. But this has, what's his face, Michael Imperioli is in it. And,
is it police procedural?
Well,
yes.
Well, yeah.
We should make a show called
Police Procedural.
But see, they're homicide detectives.
Oh. Hence the 187.
You see that? Well, Detroit kind of gave that away, too.
All starting to come together.
Or they're detectives looking into what happened to all those jobs.
Oh,
I went there.
Yeah, you did.
Ouch.
All right, on Fox, you have two new shows. The first one is Raising Hope, which is about a most dysfunctional family and trying to raise a baby girl that's been dropped on their doorstep named Hope.
Who in their right mind would drop that kid off there? I understand, she's wonderful and special. She's going to make everybody see something inside themselves, and they're going to change. But they haven't changed when they put that kid on the doorstep. Why would you do that?
And if you're going to put a kid on a doorstep, why don't you go to the rich neighborhood?
Yeah, and don't you just not get to keep the kid? I mean, you know,
we all saw Big Daddy with Adam Sandler.
Well, they're in the commercials or something about them meeting with some officials or whatever, and I guess maybe they gave him a grace period to try it out or whatever.
Well, since you found the child, we'll give you a few weeks.
You get 60 days. If you don't kill it, you get to keep it.
And if you do kill it, you have to turn it in.
Then you go to jail.
Okay.
Now, Running Wild, even though the commercial seemed kind of stupid for it, it's Kerry Russell and Will Arnett. I heart Will Arnett big time. He's just hilarious.
I'm not going to watch this.
He's a funny guy. I'm probably going to give it a chance to see because he is funny. And it's from the people that did Arrested Development, and that was wonderful. Oh, my God. Yeah, God, I missed that show.
God, I love Arrested Development.
My illusions, Dad. You don't have time for my illusions.
All right. Let's see. Wednesday, ABC, 8:30 slot. You have Better With You. I saw the preview for this, and this will be cut off in about 20 minutes after they start the show.
I had to look this one up because I don't remember hearing anything about
it. It's a look at two sisters and how their relationships with their significant others are so very different. Okay.
This is horrible.
This is abysmal. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, this is one where like one of them's younger and she's getting married and the older one is.
Oh my God, how can that be?
I'm probably the target market for this and I'm not interested.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay.
All right, and you also have The Whole Truth from ABC at the 10 o'clock slot. They did the show on Fox a couple of years back where it's a lawyer show where they show the defense, the prosecution,
and then they build it from the different perspectives.
Yes.
Okay.
And then they actually show the real crime.
Do they have the dramatic dun-dun?
No, that's going to be later on. We're actually doing that show later on.
I can't remember that.
Let's see. What else is coming? My screen just went off.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
No more TV.
Yeah.
We're still on Wednesdays?
We are still on Wednesdays. Yes. CBS, 10 o'clock. The Defenders.
I love the fact that Silver Surfer and Doctor Strange finally get their own... What?
No.
The Defenders.
No.
That's... No. What the hell are you talking about? What is it then?
Linebackers? Cornerbacks?
No. No, still no. These are two lawyers in Las Vegas who are criminal defense attorney. Criminal defense attorneys, and they're not the best, or they're new, and they're just trying to start up. And
it's
just,
Jerry O'Connell and Jim Belushi.
Yeah.
Okay. There you go.
This might actually be decent. This sounds like it might actually be decent, but again,
I don't know. I don't know. You see, so far there's like nothing that's been like. All right, I really want to see that.
Yeah, exactly. Really, nothing that's really,
So thanks for listening so far for the stuff that's just not that good.
Yeah.
So moving
on. Well, we'll give our opinions maybe in a little bit of what we have been looking forward to.
Sure.
When we have time for that, we'll see.
Sure. Yeah. CW, you have Hellcats. This has already come out.
Yeah.
I accidentally watched this the other day, too.
It was like... Okay.
I think you had left on Judge Joe Brown, and then I turn on the TV. Billy Flynn loves Judge Joe Brown.
No,
he does.
It's not. It's I like Divorce Court, the People's Court, and
Cheaters.
And Cheaters. Oh God, do I love Cheaters?
I watched hours and hours of Cheaters. But Cheaters isn't on the CW.
No, it's not.
But so it was one of those court shows that you like, and you left it on the CW, and I wasn't paying attention. I accidentally ended up
turned
watching
it back
part
on,
of the
and
show.
Then you get this the cheerleader. The woman who got lost her scholarship and is joining the cheerleader squad to get the scholarship.
Yeah, because she wants to be a lawyer. She loses her scholarship for that, so she has to go back to be a cheerleader.
Yes.
So I guess it's like a wanting to be a more serious version of Legally Blonde? I have no idea. No idea. I just know I don't care.
I don't know.
No.
NBC, you have Undercovers at the 8 o'clock slot. This is the new show they've been hyping like crazy on NBC.
Well, that's because it's from J.J. Abrams.
Yes, the creator of Star Trek and Lost.
Well, he also
is. Yeah,
on an island.
It's okay. We retired it.
I mean.
I know. No, we have
do
to.
Do we want to bring
no,
it back?
No, we have to let it go. No, just was no. sad.
The and two
aliens.
Spies.
I mean, he's quality. I don't know. I want to watch. I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, I'll give it a shot. This is the two married couple who are the CBS, CSI?
CBS agents?
Yeah, CBS agents. We try to cancel everything over there.
They're both really hot, though, and she's in her underwear a lot in the commercials.
The government says, hey, come back and work for us, and they do. So it's Mr. and Mrs. Smith. It's if at the end of True Lies, if we'd kept going.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that's kind of what go that's going to be.
It could be fun, though.
It could be. And well, if Tom Arnold's in the van, then yeah, it will be.
Why am I always in the van? I don't want to.
Next time I'm going to do that, you're going to be in the van. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Also from NBC at the 10 o'clock slot, because they have 10 o'clock slots
the
open.
The Dream Team.
No.
What?
It's Law and Order Los Angeles. It's
Los Angeles. No, this is
it's
Law and
Law
Order, Los,
order
Angeles.
Los Angeles.
Oh, wait. What's
not
the other
NCIS.
One? NCIS Los Angeles is the Dream Team. Yes. I mean,
this
something.
Features the only
I
person.
I have no idea who's in it.
Skeet Ulrich is in it.
Oh, well, that's all I need to say then.
Well, no. Yeah, basically. Because I know there's other people that I remember, but Skeet Ulrich is the only person that I actually like know.
Do
so
we really need another Law & Order?
Apparently well, we do. We have never had one on the West Coast.
Well, they've canceled the original Law & Order.
The original Law & Order has ended.
Yeah.
So it's time to pick up.
Law & Order Criminal Intent is only on
SVU's
USA.
SVU's been
network.
On for like 11 or 12 years.
Yeah, but it's on a different network entirely.
Okay, no,
it's
whatever.
Not. It's on USA.
No, Criminal Intent's on USA.
Okay.
SVU's.
SVU used to be on a... Whatever. There's too damn many of them. That's awesome, by the way. Awesome.
Jed hasn't talked in like 15 minutes.
I know, right? But when she does, it's quality. Quality.
That was really funny.
So yeah, no, we don't need that. And Skeet, I'm sorry, dude, that you're going to be on another show that's...
Hey, he's working.
Hey, but you are working, but I wish you could find something that could really show off, because the man is a very talented actor.
Okay, we'll go with that.
Okay.
Thursday.
You loved him in Scream.
I didn't watch Scream.
I get scared easily, but Scream is great.
Enjoyed Scream a lot.
All right, Thursday, ABC, 8 o'clock slot, My Generation. These are the stories of
don't
10 people.
Oh, wait, that's wrong.
People try to put us talking about my generation just because we get
something about a reunion. And
yeah, it's 10 years later. It's the class of 2000. Oh, God, are we old? The class of 2000, and now it's 2010. They show the lives then and now.
Now, didn't we have something
Gosh,
like
brother
this?
Is the class
yeah,
of
we did.
Didn't we have a show
school.
Like this before?
Yeah, it 2001. Didn't last like three episodes, did it?
No, it really didn't.
Nope.
I don't know why people keep doing this.
Shut up.
I'm
yeah.
sorry.
No, it's okay. What? She's class of 2001. She's yeah. in high school class of 2001.
God.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
And then right. you're not teaching Waylon Flowers and Madam? What the hell?
What?
Sorry.
No, come on, Thursday. Let's get to the meat. Let's keep going.
All right. Let's go. Yeah, let's get to the meat, and let's talk about Shit My Dad Says.
That's not you, by the way.
This is from the blog.
Yeah,
this is a
TV show based off a blog.
TV show based
major
off a blog?
Network TV show based off a blog.
Yeah, and it's
it was a Twitter feed. It was a book.
Yeah,
now it's a TV show.
Yeah,
with and it's actually Will original. Shatner. It's not like a remake or a reboot of something. It's brand new content.
I'm interested in this.
Absolutely.
Well, it's got William Shatner.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
So
well, not just because of him.
Well, no, I mean it's an interesting concept.
Well, you know,
all
if we could get up on at 5 o'clock in the morning to go see him at Dragon Con, we'll watch
then
this
I can
TV show.
Then I can set a DVR.
Certainly TiVo show. Easy
enough.
CW, you have Nikita at 9 o'clock,
okay.
Which is LaFemme Nikita.
It's say, another, okay, another so LaFemme Nikita.
It's okay. It's the second TV show based on the movie that also had an American remake. Thank you. There you
all
go.
Right.
Point of no return. Yes.
Yeah, with Bridget Fonda.
Yeah.
And it should have been better than it was. I heard the pilot was really good, but I didn't watch it because the USA Network had a really good La Femme Nikita show that ran for like 6 years or something.
Yeah, exactly.
It was a really good show. It's a fantastic movie, and I don't know what else that me personally I have to invest with this character because we've spent a lot of time together already.
The actress they have playing her is pretty hot, but I don't know.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
So if they...
I mean, it's La Femme Nikita. Damn.
She should be in her underwear more and wrestle with the chick from Undercovers.
That would work.
That would rock.
Yeah.
One of those where they cross over the series and the networks and everything else.
Yeah.
For you.
Yeah. It could happen.
It could. Let's see. NBC, you have one show on Thursday that's new. It's 9:30. It's Outsourced. This is the comedy about the
it's like The Office India.
Yeah, The Office India. Yeah.
It's the call center office.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we really enjoy that kind of show, that style of show.
Uh-huh.
So it could totally suck, but we're going to at least give it a couple of episodes
give
to
it a try
it out.
Because I don't think it's going to be around.
It could totally suck
season.
Or it could be great.
Yeah.
Why, are they going to outsource it?
Yeah, probably.
Friday, ABC. Friday, ABC. You have Secret Millionaire. They've already done this show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did.
Yeah, but it's new, apparently. Okay. I don't know why.
Not
it's
for me.
It's exactly the same show. I think it was on another network.
Moving on.
Moving on.
Body of Proof.
I don't even know anything about this one.
Don't know much about it either. It's another one of those crime shows.
Who watches TV on Friday night anyway? I guess some people do.
No, a top neurosurgeon becomes a forensic medical examiner accident
that's
hampers her surgical skills and she kills a patient.
Dun,
with
dun,
Dana
dun.
Delaney and Jerry Ryan.
Oh, with Dana Delaney. Okay. Mm-hmm. We'll see how long before they write her off this one.
Snap.
CBS, you have a 10 o'clock show, and if you stick a show at 10 o'clock on Friday, you've already killed it. It's called Blue Bloods. Now, this has got Tom Selleck. This has got Mark Wahlberg. This has got a couple other people as well. And it's a, from New York.
It's a look at the police force through the unique perspective of a multi-generational family of dedicated NYPD officers.
Oh, it's another college show.
Baby.
Fantastic.
Okay. NBC, you have 8 o'clock. They have two shows. They're going to switch them out. It's Who Do You Think You Are? Of course, we've already seen that one. And the new show, School Pride. This is Extreme Makeover School Edition.
What?
Ah. Yes.
They can come to my school.
The premiere episode, they tear down an entire school and rebuild it in 10 days.
Wow.
Our school is old. Our school is like over 30 years old. That's
not
really
that old.
Okay, whatever.
Oh,
fine.
Jesus.
Okay, fine, fine,
Thank
fine,
God
fine.
It's not almost 40 or anything.
There's tons of schools that are much older than that. I'm sorry. Oh, yeah. What was I saying?
Okay, NBC, again, another show they're going to bury. It's Outlaw. This is one with Jimmy Smits, where he is the Supreme Court Justice.
This actually
looks kind of interesting.
This actually looks kind of bad.
Really?
Yes.
I thought it looked really cool. I thought it was an interesting idea.
It's going to be bad.
It's like when Perry Mason Returns came back and Perry Mason stopped being a judge, he could be a lawyer again. It's kind of badass.
Matlock.
It's kind of badass.
And the funny thing is, that's the last show that's new. Saturday and Sunday have no new content whatsoever.
Really?
Yeah.
That seems
really.
Saturday and Sunday are not where you put new stuff.
NBC, Saturday, repeats. Literally, that's what they have titled there, repeats.
Well, NBC's waiting until spring of 2011 to bring you a show called Love Bites, which is a romantic anthology series with only three series regulars and lots of guest stars like Jason Lewis, who I've never heard of, Charlene Yee, who I've never heard of, and Jennifer Love Hewitt, whom I have heard
of. Who have heard of.
Now, you know, speaking of Saturdays and Sundays, they have a lot of returns of the shows that you're kind of waiting, the popular favorites coming back.
Yeah.
You know, like Animation Domination on Fox, and, you know, a lot of people watch The Amazing Race and some of these other things.
Yeah,
like so there are shows coming back, and that might be a good time to talk about, like, the shows that we're really looking forward to that are not brand new.
But first off, how the hell do you not mention anywhere that AMC is going to have The Walking Dead on October 31st?
Okay, because it's not one of the major networks. But yes, you should talk. It's not one of the major networks. It's a cable network. So go ahead. Talk about The Walking Dead.
The Walking Dead will be on AMC premiering on Halloween. It's going to be the greatest thing that you will see this year on television ever. There you go. Watch it. It's going to be fantastic.
That was so cute.
And there's some show that Jet wanted to call you out about that I don't remember on HBO.
Steve Buscemi, something like that?
The Boardwalk Empire.
Yeah, I heard a little bit about
just
this.
It just played, I think, Sunday, maybe. And they've already said that, yeah, we're getting a second season.
Wow, that's good.
So there you go. So people like
but
that.
But HBO puts out quality stuff most of the time.
Most of the time.
It's set in Prohibition era.
Ooh, interesting.
So what's returning?
Well, you know, a lot of the Emmy winners are coming back, and some of those are new, you know, Modern Family and Breaking Bad, and some of the, you know, speaking of the cable shows, I'm really, you know, we've already started watching Glee, and that's back.
Yeah.
Love the Thursday night NBC lineup. Can't wait for Community, really.
Yep.
And, you know, The Office, this is apparently the last year of Steve Carell on The Office, so probably the last year of The Office. I don't know. We'll have to see how they do
They may do one more season past that.
They're going to keep going.
Yeah.
They're going to try.
I don't know if we're going to keep going, okay. But anyway, really, really, really love Community. Looking forward to that. I'm just got to scroll, so somebody else jump in.
Okay, well, then,
scrolling.
Since you were on Thursday, for Friday, and I don't know why she's not thinking of this, but Smallville is returning.
Final season.
And apparently, right at the very, very beginning, we're going to see the damn suit. So, yes, this season, they are turning him into Superman.
Thank God. Damn time.
Now, are they going to, at the end of the season, keep doing the show and call it Metropolis? Because if so, I'm kind of cool with that. I'm kind of okay with
no,
that.
No, they won't.
They won't, but I don't know. They should.
Whatever. Whatever.
But apparently it is going to be the same suit from Superman Returns.
I have no problem with that.
Oh, the one that's almost like a darker red or whatever. It'll be all right.
It looked brighter than that when we saw it in his eye reflection last year. But okay, well, we'll see.
Well, it's also, I saw in the one of the chrysalises in the, God Jeez, please, Bruce.
Didn't matter.
This is Jim Louise.
He does. The old guy.
Yeah, the old guy.
The guy who
you're
doesn't,
the bee's knees,
the guy,
Bruce.
The guy who doesn't drink, because if he does, 23 Skidoo, because the cops are coming.
He's a teetotaler.
Bump you. The Fortress of Solitude, that's what I'm thinking of. Thank you very much.
What about the Fortress of Solitude?
Because the costume was in the Fortress of Solitude.
Oh, okay. All right, sure. Okay. What else is coming back?
Of course, The Big Bang Theory.
The Big Bang Theory.
I mean, this is, you know, we got caught up over the summer. We hadn't watched any of The Big Bang Theory absolutely fell in love.
Yeah.
Yes, I had not watched any. How do you watch stuff without me? Like, where are you watching it at work, or where, when are you staying up till 3 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, I was about to say maybe you forget that you sleep.
That's true. I do. I do love to sleep.
I did read, however, that they're gonna push back their hiatus still because she had an accident.
Right.
She fell off a horse.
And if you listen to GeekRadioDaily.com, you know that. Thank you.
I'm still looking forward to it.
She's not quite 100% yet, so they're still gonna push it back.
No.
I'm waiting for the one episode where Sheldon's on the door going, Penny, Penny, Penny. And there'd be nothing.
And she never opens the door.
She's going to stay there the entire episode. Still
why?
Knocking on the door.
She killed herself or something?
Why would they?
They're writing her out of that episode.
Special episode.
Why would they do that, though?
Because it'd be funny. I mean, just have him at the door the entire episode. They keep flashing back to him. Just going,
okay,
Penny,
I was
going to
say.
Penny.
Huh.
A whole half hour of...
They'll go with Leonard and the other ones.
Hypnotoad can make you love it. Hypnotoad can make you love anything.
Ugh.
What? What? Why would you say ugh? Okay.
I'm not amused.
Okay. Any other shows returning that you're really cool and into there, Miss Jet?
I love Castle.
Oh, there you
Castle's
go.
Back.
Yeah, I love him, Castle. I just love Nathan Fillion. I've watched him do pretty much anything.
Yeah. Lie to Me is a good one. That I've enjoyed for.
Is it
going to
be
long
back
time.
This year?
Yeah, apparently it is. It's on the schedule. Mm-hmm. I didn't think it was coming back.
I didn't either.
Cancelled.
We're also going to have to start watching Supernatural. We don't have to start at the beginning. We can just start now.
Okay.
Yeah. Corinne Nemec.
So after they
knew Billy, right?
after they've wrapped up their 5-year-long storyline, we can start watching the show.
Okay. You know, if you want to start back from the beginning, we can. Or I'll be happy to just start watching it now.
Okay. Well, whatever.
I did try to watch the beginning, and I liked the beginning of that series. And then I missed a couple episodes and tried to watch it again, and I was completely lost.
Did you miss like a year?
Mm. So good luck. Maybe 3 or 4 episodes that I missed, and it was getting back into it.
It's kind of like Fringe.
Completely confusing.
You missed like 3 or 4 episodes.
Fringe too.
Except from what I've heard, I thought like the first season was not that interdependent upon each other because it was like Buffy and kind of sucked and didn't really kick off until the second season. But I guess I don't know because I haven't seen it, but
yeah,
I have the wrong idea.
Speaking of Fringe, looking forward to Fringe.
I kept waiting for someone to say Fringe. I'm like, is no one going to say Fringe? So thank you for that, because that's going to be really, really cool. And we're going to spend a lot of time in the other universe.
It's the only kind of... you know, trippy sort of, you know, Lost-ish, you know, flash forward. The only kind of
it's definitely
TV show like
the,
that right
in
now.
In the X-Files vein.
Mm-hmm.
Which does it for me, totally. But and How I Met Your Mother is another one that I'm looking forward to.
We still need to catch up on that one we've never actually seen.
Yeah,
I know, and as much as I love NPH, we just didn't catch it from the beginning and haven't got caught up.
It's one of those things.
One of those things.
Caprica is coming back like in
I was just about to ask
October
that.
3rd?
No. Oh, they actually moved it up to this year?
They've moved it up. It's
I
like
thought it was
next
still
month.
Late. Okay, well, good. There you go. Caprica's coming back finally.
Really enjoyed that. I wasn't sure I was going to, but yeah, definitely it got better as it went along.
Yeah, I thought it was a fantastic take on it. So I'm looking more forward to stuff coming back than overall.
Because No Ordinary Family is like the one show I'm going to give a shot. I'm going to give it a shot, and that's
if
about
people,
it.
Okay, you tell me, because I will let other people tell me if I should try it, and then I'll consider trying it, because I don't know. I don't want to, I've got that bad, you know, Heroes stuff going. I don't want to invest in love
Heroes
something
got that's another bad, just left a bad taste in your mouth.
Just gonna
it really
get
has.
Awful. I just don't want something to get that awful, you know, and I don't know, this doesn't look that strong to start with.
Caprica premieres October 5th.
Okay. Oh, there you go. So, October 5th. Oh, what happens on October 6th? I don't know. I have to think about that. Something happens October 6th. I don't know. So TV, new stuff. Anything else we got to say before we get the hell out of here?
Nope. I got nothing.
Wow. Done. Well, you know, in the age of DVR and Hulu and all of these things, you can actually catch up on something that you don't get from the beginning. So if you end up, you know, really, really liking something and we don't quite get to it, by all means, let us know. Because we can still, you know, when we're just a couple of episodes behind, you know, communicate with us. If there's ones that we missed or ones that you're interested in or think that, you know, we should give a try, let us know. Because I love TV. I just plain love to watch TV.
Ditto. I'm with you on that one. I do.
I don't ever have time to watch it when it airs, so... TiVo and Hulu are my best friends.
There you go. That's it.
It's a little bit sad. Well, we're your friends too, Jess.
We'll console you. We'll console you right now. Wow, she said thanks, too.
Thanks.
Outstanding. Thanks for dropping by for a GRDS Weekly. This was episode 95. Holy God, episode 95. That's insane. GRD is licensed with Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Non-Derivative Works, United States 3.0 license. Drop by the Facebook page and like it, where you'll see all kinds of weird things like
Deadpool Duck Amuck.
Deadpool Duck Amuck, that's all we need to say.
Yeah.
Make sure you drop a note to Podcast Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flynn, for us all at geekradiodaily.com, or send those voicemails to
206-3-FUN-HECK.
Sorry, who's what now?
206-3-FUN-HECK.
One more, because they want it.
206-3-FUN-HECK.
See ya!
Well, I thought every part of it was good, but overall I hated it.
I feel exactly the opposite, but the same.
Good night, suckers!
Woo! Tom Davis is thrilled to have become powerful by adding a new friend.
That was lame!
Lieutenant Horatio Kane, CSI.
Manager Joe Williams, TGIX. We found a dead body at table 6.
All right, we're gonna need this place emptied out.
Hey, everyone, we're gonna sing the birthday song. Works every time.
Headquarters is sending over another team to help. Something about injecting new blood into a tired old fossil.
We're here!
Who are you?
I'm Carly.
And I'm Sam.
We're shooting a web series.
Shooting it? I'd say it's dead.
Problem, Freddy.
He's standing on my foot.
Sorry about that.
How about you guys start looking for fingerprints?
I found 10.
Maybe it's best if we split up.
Great. We'll take the upper right part of the screen. We figured it out.
Was it the fish?
Nope. He was 95 years old.
Happy birthday, dead guy.
So we can go home.
Not before we have dessert with our new partners.
In that case, have the cobbler. It's to die for. Yeah! Sorry, I have big feet.